The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right. It's already Wednesday, man. This week is flying by. We got a game tomorrow night. Let's do this. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, the role model. Zhong Li, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At A.J. is the real, R-E-A-L. At Jong Snow with a zero, not an O. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. I don't know what the hell's going on with live stream, so I'm not even going to tell you about that. And it's a Wednesday where we do things just a little bit differently. When you call, text, tweet, send smoke signals. That's one way to do it.
Yeah.
Telegraph. Dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee.
That's Morse code.
Put odds on it. But that's what they used to do with the telegraph.
Is that what?
I think so.
I thought a telegraph was like a stop. Blah, 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 blah. Stop.
Yeah, but it was still just like they were just doing sound, right?
Oh, well, I don't know. You're the one that was alive when that was happening.
Back when I was working on the railroad.
Right.
And we were trying to get to the West Coast.
You know much better than I.
And we had to fight the Indians and all those things.
Right. The savages.
Yeah. when you do any of those things, just put odds on it. Like, what are the odds? It's going to be a fun show today.
Percent 85?
Yeah, I feel good about it. I feel terrific today. I'm ready to have a fun show, man.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes we have a horrible show and we think we're going to have a good show. But
yeah. That's a lot of times I come in here feeling all fired up and excited. And then, you know, by 5 o'clock, you're like, I hate the world.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen today.
It can go that way.
Yeah, it's not going to go that way. I feel good about it. Like, first, what are the odds, Tex? What are the odds where Raheel makes 14 threes and three in a row from Taylor? It's funny. I was talking to Raheel about this yesterday. Not that I was trying to put in his head that he'll choke.
Is it even money on either side for that?
Minus 120 for the under. Which I already punched. But here's what I actually came up with. It's plus 250 for him to hit three in a row. So I think I'm going to put a few bucks on that and then most of my money on the under.
Okay.
Because if he's going to go over, he's probably going to have to hit three in a row at some point, right?
Yeah.
So if I'm getting plus 250, I can make a small profit either way. You can middle that sucker for the right if you bet the money right. And, you know, I'm not trying to make a ton of money off of it. But he's very confident. He's like telling the people, oh, I'm going to do this. There's no time limit on it, which helps. But he was telling me in his two practice sessions where they made the number, he hit 11 and then he hit 15. And I said, well, don't think about all that money that people are putting on you because you told them to. And he seems to not care, which I'll be honest with you, I would care.
I would care too.
If the people had money on me doing something, like let's say, you know, I don't know, I know Granato's doing a putting thing. I guess mine would be like, how many bench presses could I do it 200, I would probably, I'd be thinking about it the whole time. If I told people, bet the over on me.
Right.
I do not want to lose the people's money. I feel bad when people lose money on our picks, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, that's a fun thing. I'm glad he's doing it. I'm glad Granato's doing it. That's a cool thing with my bookie. And I think check Greer Heel's Twitter timeline. It'll give you all the details on it. Tells you how to get to it and everything. So, Chris said the most you could bet was 100. I wanted to go pretty big on the under. Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking I'll bet like 100 on the under at minus 120. And then I'll bet like 25 or 30 on the over.
Okay. They do have a pretty low limit on
it. Yeah, there's a low limit. So I'll just set it up where there's no way I can't do worse than $25. The only way I lose is if he doesn't make three in a row and goes over, which I think the odds of that are pretty small.
I agree.
So, we'll see. And he doesn't think it's going to be any different than just standing there in the gym and shooting.
Well, pressure's on, dude.
Yeah, you guys can watch it on Facebook Live on Friday.
Friday?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
See, I'd like to go out there and heckle him. You're four away! You're four away!
I don't know if there's going to be people allowed on that court other than him and Josh, maybe, because I think Josh is going to be doing the... filming of the Facebook Live.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm gonna have Josh put me on his phone while it's going on and turn it all the way up, and I'll be talking to him the whole time.
Okay.
Don't miss! Do my Patrick Creighton. Raheel is going to miss! But no, I think it's a fun thing. So if you're not on my bookie, it's a good way to get involved. And, it'll be fun. I love that we're doing this kind of stuff. I was trying to think, what would we do? I don't know. I don't know that I have anything that would work.
I for sure don't.
I guess it would have to be something like how many times I can bench press a certain amount. That would have to be it.
Okay.
But
or whenever you guys start drinking again, how many beers or shots it'll take to get your blood alcohol level to a certain amount?
Over. Whatever the number is, over.
I don't know. Right now, might be an under for me.
Well, if I'm taking that Thrive, dude.
But that doesn't affect your blood alcohol.
No, but it keeps me from getting silly.
Yeah, but it's still the same amount of alcohol going into your blood.
Well, I don't know how it works.
Like,
exactly.
It would have to be like a breath test we're talking.
Yeah, I know exactly how much I drank to do a 0.17 when we did Sports on the Rocks.
Okay.
So I have a pretty good idea.
Okay.
I could handle that.
Are you going to be able to set the line yourself, or would an expert have to?
What they did with Raheel, they went out and watched him shoot and then set the line. So I think they'd have to go out with us one night and then set the line.
Okay.
Which would be fine.
Yeah.
Then we get free alcohol out of it.
I'll take it.
Because they'd have to buy the alcohol. I'm not going to go and just... if you're setting this thing up, hey, I'm all for it. But, yeah. Kyle says beer's downed in 5 minutes. Depends on the beer.
Definitely depends on the beer.
Yeah, if it's something light, I can knock out a bunch of them in 5 minutes. I guarantee you, if I was going to climb on, brother, I know I can do more than a beer a minute.
Okay.
I know I could.
A beer a minute for how long?
Well, it said 5 minutes.
5 minutes? Yeah. Okay.
So I would set my number at a six-pack.
Yeah, maybe that would be the game. How much time would it take for you to drink a six-pack of insert light beer?
Yeah.
Whichever light beer wants to sponsor the
I'm pretty sure I can do that in under 5 minutes. Ooh. If you want to set the number at five, I can do it.
Okay.
It'll slow down. I couldn't throw
up. That's a lot of liquid at once. Like, I'm not saying from alcohol, but I'm saying from intaking that much liquid in 5 minutes.
Dude, it's like beer, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I would do beforehand?
But it's not like water. Remember, it's bubbly. It's...
I've shotgun beers before.
Okay.
I could handle it. Now, if you ask me, could you drink a BBH in 5 minutes? Nope.
No? No.
I mean, I could, but I wouldn't want to.
Yeah.
And because that would kind of... That takes the fun out, but that's too heavy.
Yeah.
Jordan Bevo asks, since you say the best show in the universe, do you mean just radio, or are you factoring in things like Breaking Bad and Game of Thrones? No, it's just radio. And I have to explain.
We're better than last season of Game of Thrones.
Well, yeah, because that was invisible. No, but there was one night I was sitting out on my balcony, and two hyper-intelligent pan-dimensional beings came by and told me they'd been all over the universe, the known universe, and this was the best show they'd ever heard. Now, I might have been high, but I might not have. I don't know.
Yeah.
But the reality is that's all that I have to go on is that these two creatures who are obviously very intelligent.
Yeah, I mean, at least we thought they were.
Yeah, at the time. And that's what they voted us. And so until I'm visited by them again, and they say, dude.
And they correct themselves.
Well, yeah, I come and say, listen, man, we were at Alpha Centauri, and this Groglodyte has the most amazing talk show.
Yeah, I'm not trying to make you guys feel bad, but we've been around. Yeah. We've seen some stuff.
I hate to tell you this, you're number two now.
We've seen and, some stuff.
Yeah, the Groglodyte hour is just too much for you to beat. And, of course, a Groglodyte hour is actually 10 Earth hours.
Right.
So they're doing that show for 10 hours, man.
Yeah.
But they haven't done that.
Not yet.
I haven't heard from them since. I'm sure they're traveling all over the universe to find out just how, you know, if there's other shows out there. And that's it. Starving Entrepreneur asks, what are the odds the Texans are better than a one-and-out playoff team? And what are the odds they still do not make the playoffs? I still think there's a 50% chance they're not in the playoffs.
I might go 60-40 they make it.
Okay.
Because, like I said, that schedule, I mean, it's just so...
It is,
such
but,
a walk.
But honest question, would you be shocked at all if the Dolphins came in here and beat them tomorrow?
No, of course not, because they haven't proven that they can consistently be anything but average at best.
Hmm.
So, but it's, you know, there's some bad teams in the NFL, and I think at this point, if the Texans are average, then that's if they're the sixth, let's say they're the 16th best team in the league, I don't know how many of the teams better than them are left on their schedule. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know how many teams I would power rank ahead of the Texans at this point that are left on the Texans' schedule.
Yeah, I think they're going to be favored in more than half their games probably. It doesn't mean they're going to win them.
No.
And I still don't trust this team. I still think that if they kill Deshaun Watson, then all bets are off, which so far they've kept him alive, but...
Barely. I mean, yeah. He's got one lung.
Guy can't get on an airplane.
Yeah.
713, what are the odds Fred could put up four reps at 200 on the bench? I can do that much. I know I can do 10 at 225. The only problem is I can't come all the way down because my left shoulder doesn't have that range of motion.
Okay.
So I don't know how many I could come all the way to my chest on.
Well, that's the only way you can count a rep.
I know.
Are you talking about a machine or free weights?
Free weights is what I usually do for
okay.
that.
Okay. Yeah.
But, well, there's one. I use the machine most days because I don't want to screw up my shoulder again.
Right. But I'm saying if we were playing,
if we had to do it all
the
way to chest, yeah,
it would have to be a freeway.
At 200, I could do. I'm sure I could do at least eight.
Okay.
Because I can do 225 coming down to almost like within an inch.
Okay.
I can do 10 of those.
Okay.
And most days, what I do is when I do the 50 reps, I do like 125.
Lightweight, obviously.
Yeah, I'm more about trying to do as many reps as possible, not weight. But we could go in the gym and actually do it a couple times, and then you'd be able to bet the over because I would go to my doctor and get a testosterone shot or something. So that there's nothing stopping Raheel from doing that, going getting performance enhancers. But yeah, he gets 25 shots, so. And no clock on it. That's a big thing. If you put a clock on it, it's a definite under.
Yeah.
But when you can take your time like that.
But you also, when you're shooting, you want to stay in a rhythm.
True.
So.
Yeah. Well, he was also telling me he's not really a three-point shooter. So I'm like, okay.
Then why are we doing this contest?
Well, because he made 15 out of 25 in the warm-up.
All right.
The next challenge should involve AJ grappling with a listener to see how long it takes AJ to make him tap.
I think there's liabilities involved.
Yeah. Yeah. So is Thrive a performance enhancement if you do an over-under on a beat? Probably. So we used to chug pitchers unless you flatten the beer first. The carbonation alone makes most puke. I don't mind puking.
Yeah. But, you'd have to hold it down at least long enough to finish the last few beers. If you puke on beer four, we can't count anything after that.
Right. Then you're done.
Right.
What are the odds Fred will use the Happy Gilmore method of heckling and use jackass before we heal shots? That would work.
That probably would work.
Yeah, jackass. I like it. All right, quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
Never go back to the AM dial.
Your home for sports is only on FM.
With ESPN 97.5.
And Sports Map 94.1.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Chris says, I got to see you do 225 times 10. Even if you don't touch, I don't believe it. I don't care if you believe me or not, Chris. But if I were you, I'd be embarrassed that a 53-year-old man could do something I can't do. Leg press is the one we should do because I don't have injury there. I do a full leg press. I do 50 reps of 500 every time I do the rotation.
You know what I'll say about you? And, you know, I'm not a, I'm a hetero male. For the most part, I don't have much body envy of you.
I wouldn't either.
Most of my parts, I'll take over your parts. But your lower legs, your calves are massive. Like when you run around in shorts, it's crazy. I mean, you've got athlete calves. And then the rest of you looks like Grimace from the McDonald's commercials. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
I mean, my arms and shoulders and my legs are fine. I've just got this freaking 6-month-old baby I'm trying to get rid of.
You're not supposed to be. You mean 6 months pregnant, not a 6-month-old.
No, I mean a 6-month-old.
Oh no,
little bastard.
They would normally perform a C-section by now. Like, yeah, that's probably your best bet.
A leg press challenge would be better.
Okay,
because I would almost be willing to bet money I could do 100 at 500.
Oh, and what time limit?
Give me the time, because like I do 50 as part of my regular rotation at that.
Okay,
because I'm maxed out on that one. And if I don't do anything else that day, yeah, I could do 100.
Okay.
In 4 minutes.
Whoa, look at you.
Let's get my bookie on that.
Let's do that. How many algebra equations could Jong solve in 5 minutes?
Are we talking like x plus 7 equals 11? Are we talking about find x? I could do those.
I mean, that sounds like...
that's algebra.
Like special education algebra. No, I'm talking about like...
No, that's algebra.
Like an eighth grade algebra exam.
I think I could... I haven't done algebra in a very long time, but I think I could do it.
I think you could too. I mean, you are Asian after all.
Well, I know. I'm great at math.
You've got an advantage over all the rest of us here. Except maybe Carrie Brook. Girls, everyone knows girls are smarter than boys. They are much less successful in the business world. But they are smarter. I mean, that's a known fact. And of course, better looking than us. I do have body envy of you. I wish that my body looked exactly like yours.
You wish you looked like a girl?
Yeah. I would have my head stay the same, but my body would look like yours.
That's an interesting statement.
I would be like a centaur.
That would be a weird Photoshop.
Yeah, maybe so, but that's all right. It would up my self-esteem.
I don't think your wife would like that.
My wife would love it. Trust me, she would love it. Yeah. She'd probably trade heads, too, if you'd let... I mean, yeah, she'd say trade the whole thing.
Yeah, that's kind of the worst part. I don't know.
Yeah. She'd get rid of that clunker. How goes it, Carrie Brooke?
It's great. Everything's great.
Okay, have I made this off... Have I started this off on an awkward note?
No, I just couldn't figure out which direction to go with it.
Okay. All right.
There's lots of directions to go with that, so.
Okay.
You don't seem envious of anything of his, though.
What am I envious of?
She's not.
That's...
I actually liked your hat when I walked in.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
But you can get that at a store.
I can.
Yeah.
I know a lot of women that get their looks at stores, too, so it's all the same.
That's true. Have you been to Dallas?
Is fair. That is fair.
A lot of plastic.
Well, our local football franchise had their, Fred, would you agree, their most successful week? This is the first week where there haven't been like a ton of questions about why didn't you do this differently? You almost blew it here. What's your confidence level that they are turning into a good team now, sitting at 4-3?
Things change fast, don't they? I mean, a couple weeks ago, we were sitting here trying to figure out how they were going to even play the next game. And here they go. You know, it's a quick turnaround this week, but everything seems to be kind of clicking all at the same time, which is what Bill O'Brien repeatedly said over and over again. Now I guess it's just keeping Deshaun healthy.
Well, and that's your video this week, right? Is like other guys who played through injury. And I don't know about you. I'm concerned about a guy who can't get on an airplane.
Yes.
I mean, granted, I've been kicked off of airplanes too, but it was for very different reasons.
You didn't have a bruised lung?
No. I said nasty things about United on Twitter and was asked to get off the plane. But
is that a real story?
Yeah, it is.
Wow. You're very influential on Twitter.
Oh, yes.
Well, I made mention of a word in the tweet before I deleted it that I should not have, that you should never use in reference.
Was it the N-word?
No.
Oh, phew. I was going to say, I'm leaving the show if it was.
We wouldn't be sitting here right
now.
Yeah,
I'd be out of here.
I declared a certain type of war on the airline.
Oh, no. A holy war?
Yes.
Oh, no. That's not funny.
Yeah.
Man, our conversation just changed like the Texan season, didn't it?
Yeah, things change in a hurry, like you said.
Alcohol might have been involved because I've been sitting in the damn airport for 7 hours because they'd screwed up my flight. But we're friends now. It's all good.
So, I'm glad y'all are friends now. Are you friends with Bill O'Brien now, too?
No.
Didn't think so.
He's a dick.
Just thought I'd ask.
I can't stand that guy. But so we missed you last week, but you were having to deal with something that a lot of people around here know all about. Is like
genital warts?
Dude, you weren't supposed to tell people about that.
Oh, I thought you were.
I told you
I
that
thought
in
you
confidence.
Were referencing that. So
no.
I thought that was a transition.
No.
What was she dealing with?
Her parents' place got flooded.
Oh, that's
bad.
Horrible.
Yeah.
I know. Really bad. Yeah, they live on Lake Travis, which is west of Austin. And as you know, it hasn't quit raining in Texas in the last how many weeks?
No, it's never going to quit raining.
I know.
Yeah, this is we've become Seattle South.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they live right on the lake, and actually the house is about 70 yards from the lake, and there's 4 feet of water in my parents' house.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
And that's like, but I guess by the time they open the dams and stuff, it's too late.
It's too late because it's the lake system is a part of a chain of lakes, right? So it has to go from one to the other. And so it has to go somewhere. And ultimately, when you get that much rain, it can't keep up with the runoff, right?
Right.
So it just piles up. And the next thing you know, pool is 8 feet underwater. I told my parents, I said, look, now it's ski in, ski out.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And now, I mean, now it's also safe to get a diving board.
It's safe to get a diving board. Ski in, ski out. Let's see what else.
See, if you could get that to freeze over, you'd have a hockey rink.
That's marketable.
We have a large hockey rink.
Yeah.
Yeah, I told them their property value went up, right?
Yeah. You've got basically a boat ramp outside the kitchen.
Right. I mean, fire pits don't really work right now, but.
If you had one on the second floor, you could just sit up there, fish in your living room.
Fish, yeah. Throw it on the grill.
Oh, I got a bass. Let's throw it on the grill.
Yeah.
Oh, I love making light of horrible tragedy. Well, that's
you know what?
It's kind of what you do.
Our flood that we're dealing with right now, if we're lucky because it's a slow thing, so it's not like we're dealing with a hurricane at the same time.
Right.
But there's nothing you can do about it. It's a waiting game. It's going to be a huge mess. But you know what? All you can do is smile and wave.
Yeah.
And wait it out.
Yeah.
And catch as many fish as you can.
Watch a lot of sports while you're waiting. And
so you were at the ALCS, right? You went back to Boston for that?
I did. Last minute, I got a phone call, and they said, there's a ticket with your name on it if you can get here.
But they lost the game you went to.
Who said that?
They did lose.
Who said there's a ticket with your name on it?
A friend.
What a life being a pretty woman. I mean, everyone talks about inequality. You know what never happens to me? That.
See if your head were on that body.
Exactly.
I should also mention that it was in a box. So it was cold, but I was very comfortable.
Was this friend a masculine friend or a feminine friend?
A masculine
friend. Of course it was. God, how come no girls I know ever are like, hey, I've got box seats to... you know, the Houston Ballet tonight. Never happens. Never.
I've been offered opportunities to go to, like, Dynamo games.
Yeah.
It's like, no.
Who's doing that?
No. How about a suite for a Texans game? That I would
never
do.
Happens.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
It only happens to Granado.
No.
Yeah.
I get invited because they know I will go. They know I'll do it.
Well,
it's sports. If they
you
had invited
sports,
I do. I sincerely love sports.
Man, I like sports about a 6 out of 10. I think
I love everything about it.
I don't. I don't like fans.
Oh, I don't either. That's why we were in the box.
Well, that's, see, that's a good move.
Yeah, yeah. You don't want to have to talk to the people. My God.
Now, were you wearing a team's gear while you were in the box?
No, I went completely neutral.
Okay.
Because I knew you would ask me that question.
Was your counterpart wearing gear?
Yes.
Was he wearing Boston or Houston gear?
He's wearing Boston.
Oh.
I was neutral.
Yeah, but you were with
him. Yeah, you're with a Boston guy. That's not really neutral.
That's neutral.
No. No.
Yeah.
Not unless you had an Astros fan on the other side.
Yeah.
There was one near me somewhere.
Yeah, I don't think that counts.
That doesn't count.
You still seem sort of like a traitor right now.
No, I'm not. I am pulling for them in the World Series, mainly because of Mitch Moreland and Ian Kinsler, who I covered when they were playing
for the Rangers.
The Rangers, both really stand-up men. But I will say, even when I was there for the series in September, the regular season series with Astros and Red Sox, so many Astros fans. ALCS, same thing. So many Astros fans.
You know what I've noticed about Houston fans in general? I'm maybe not Rockets fans, but Astros fans and Texans fans actually travel now.
They do.
And you see a lot of Texans fans wherever they play. I mean, I would say it's not. There's not as many Texans fans at other places as there are other fans at NRG. But there's a pretty big group of Texans fans that travel all over the place. And same thing with the Astros. It's like almost every game, especially a lot of those late season games that were on at 9 o'clock, and they're playing at Colorado, there were a bunch of Astros fans. And even Oakland, I think there were a bunch. So, good for them.
Yeah. I mean, do you think maybe they're becoming more of a national team, or do you think that...
No, I think I wouldn't blame anybody for looking for an excuse to get the hell out of the city for a weekend.
Yeah.
Y'all are sinking down here. I learned that. It's a fact.
What do you mean?
Houston is sinking.
Well, that's not a surprise.
Yeah.
It's because, but Fred and I are losing weight to try to we're trying to be proactive.
That way it won't sink quite as fast.
Yeah.
another 20 pounds and we'll be safe down here.
Everything will be all right. Yeah. The earth will be balanced out again. Don't you worry.
I'm kind of curious about this whole workout challenge.
No, I'd be willing to do something like that.
I would do it.
Okay.
You would bench 200?
Well, I'm going to say I want a handicap, like if we were playing golf, right?
Right.
But
I think leg press is the one thing I can do because I have no injuries there, and that's, you know, but I do have a really bad left shoulder that I can only go, I don't have a range of motion in because it's been operated on too many times to talk about. So, yeah, I'll do a leg. Do a running challenge. It's like, I suck at running. I mean, I love doing it, and I do them all the time.
You do it all the time.
Yeah, but I'm glacier slow.
I'm actually pretty good at running, but I hate doing it.
I do too.
I don't like to run.
Oh, I don't enjoy it. Don't get me wrong. I do it because I'm trying my best to, you know, to fend off old age.
Like when I was in fight camps, I'd run 6 or 7 miles a day. You know how much I run now?
Fight camps?
Yeah. Now I run 0 miles
per
day.
What is a fight camp?
It's like the training camp before you fight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's like
he's had a few MMA fights.
It's like preseason football. It's like you know, or like
training
spring
camp.
Training. Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. But yeah, now I don't run at all because I've got nothing to run for. What's the point?
I'm training for a 10K right now, which is not very far, but I'm trying to do it in under 50 minutes.
How far is 10K?
It's 6.2. Yeah.
Okay.
Because I do about 5 or 6 of those a year, and you know, I'm slow at them, but I like
I always
doing
say
them.
I'm going to do one without training. I'm just going to show up and do one.
No, that's a terrible
idea.
You could do
a 5K without training tomorrow.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Especially because you can stop.
Because that's only 3.1 miles, and you know, you used to do 3 times that carrying weapons on your back. I'm sure you could go out and run 3.1 now.
Are you saying you don't think I could do a 10K?
No.
Maybe that's my challenge for my
maybe
bookie.
Maybe so. How far can you go without stopping during a 10K?
Yeah. Huh. I think I can make it.
I don't know. I know you could do a 5K. So if I'm assuming that, and then you could probably get to 8. And if you get to 8, you can finish.
Right.
But it's, yeah, I don't know. I think you could do it.
Thank you.
I'd probably
agree,
bet you.
But that's okay.
Yeah, that's okay.
That's okay. I don't need everyone.
I'm just here to humble you.
Well, it's work. Thank you.
I may actually run one Saturday night. We haven't decided whether or not we're going out of town. So it's either go over to Coushatta after the show and spend the weekend there, which would be unhealthy, or go to San Antonio, and they have a 10K night race
Saturday. That would be fun.
So we're thinking about doing that, but I'd really, my preference would be to go gamble. I kind of, you know, need to get out of town for a couple of days, and that would be more fun for me, but we'll see.
Well, what do you have cooking on the map?
We did a video today kind of looking at Deshaun Watson's injury and the other players that have played through extreme injury. So it's a little walk down memory lane a little bit, kind of gives his injury a little bit of comparison and perspective. Because remember, Tony Romo played with a punctured lung and bruised ribs in 2011 against 49ers.
Chris Sims played with a ruptured spleen.
And yeah. We talk about him.
His coach was still like,
get out there.
You're a lady part.
Yeah.
It's like, right. Dude.
They rushed him to the hospital after.
Yeah.
And then
John Gruden was still questioning his toughness. That's my favorite thing about that whole story.
So we just kind of look at it's a fun story today. It's not too much stat focus, rather than just taking a look back at some of these athletes that have defined toughness, maybe borderline crazy. But, you know, I'm interested to see how Deshaun Watson holds up. I know he is the most hit quarterback in the league. So.
And it's not even close. Yeah. I mean, it's by a mile. I think it's 72 for him and 45 for the next closest. So it's, yeah.
He's going to die. They're going to kill him.
At some point.
Yeah.
I mean, I guarantee he'll die eventually one day.
Yeah.
If I were putting odds, it's probably not on the football field. Probably.
Probably in the hospital afterwards from the punctured lung that got into his heart.
Odds go up.
Yeah.
For after the game. Yeah. But
or from the spleen.
But yeah, I like to think it'll be of old age, happy and healthy. But, I don't know. I don't know what the benefit is of continuing to run him out there. And, like, think about this. Knowing what you knew, like, he couldn't fly in an airplane to get to Jacksonville. When you're up pretty big in the second half, don't you say, hey, man, grab a ball cap, have a seat?
Yes.
I mean, that's what I would do. I don't understand.
I mean, and they look at him as their long-term quarterback, too.
So. Right.
Yeah.
This isn't like just a guy that, if he breaks, it's okay, we'll get a new one. This is the future of your franchise, and you're not being exactly careful with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, that's the same Bill O'Brien who trotted Arian Foster out there in a game where they were down 42-14 or whatever it was.
Right.
And blew him out for the year. They pay no attention to where these guys are. I hate him. I hate Bill O'Brien. I'm just be honest with you. He's going to break the guy. He's going to ruin him. And, you know, and he'll be here for another 4 years because they gave him a contract extension. And, oh, yeah, we in the media suck. Bill, I know why you hate us. Go bleep yourself. Sorry. All right. That's Carrie Brook. You can follow her on Twitter, at Carrie Brook.
More awkward at the end than the beginning, right?
That was a little awkward. Yeah,
you guys shouldn't have got me started on that. That's Carrie with a K and an E at the end of Brook, so you could follow her and keep up with all her shenanigans. And you're on Instagram too, right?
I'm on Instagram.
On the gram.
Yeah.
It's where all the good looking people hang out, Fred. Sorry.
I wouldn't know.
I know.
I wouldn't know because I wasn't invited to Instagram.
Instagram is fun.
It's pretty much only pictures of my dog and meat that I'm about to eat. That's what my Instagram consists of.
One of my friends told me, dude, you should really get on Instagram. And then, you know, the attractive woman that was with us just took one look and laughed and said no.
No.
So I'm like, okay, pass. I'm out.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about my computer career. If your job is sucking the life out of you, you can change it. Do something else. IT, I know what you're thinking. I don't know much about math or science. It's not my thing. No problem. They don't care. There's no excuses. It's not rocket science. It's my computer career. And helping people start an IT career, that is what they do. If you don't absolutely love what you're doing now, change it. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today, and you could be well on your way to your new life as an IT pro. In as little as 4 months. You attend classes on campus or live online just 2 or 3 times a week. You'll get everything you need to start your new career. And it's more than a school. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid's available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill for my fellow vets. Guys, classes are starting soon. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. That's MyComputerCareer.edu.
This is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
I got loyalty, got royalty. live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hey, Raheel, if you're listening, call in. Because I want you to tell the people how they can get on my bookie and bet this thing. So, I know you're listening. Because that's all you do is listen all day.
Does he really?
Yeah, I think so. But
I mean, he's got a family and stuff.
Yeah, well.
And shouldn't he be practicing his shot?
I feel like he's pretty confident by now. I talked to a very confident young man the other day. I know he tried to call in earlier, but we had Kerry Brooks. So if you're around, call in.
Okay. I'll tell you what he needs to be working on is his picks for this week for the pool.
Yeah. I will have mine tomorrow. Okay. I've been doing a lot of work. I said my results have not been where I want, but I feel like my handicapping's been pretty good this week. It's another week where I love about five games, and we'll see how it plays out. But you know, of those five, I know there'll be one that I'm just completely wrong about because it happens every week. If I can just win the other four, I'm pretty happy.
Well,
I'm due to win the ones that
you win four out of five. It's good. Well, let me say, if you have bad beats. Like, if you're consistently getting beat with, like, how did that happen? You're probably handicapping pretty well because...
Well, that's kind of where I feel like I've been. I've had a bunch of games, a bunch of coin flip games that came down to the end and went the wrong way.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Like, you know, even going back to the Central Florida-Michigan game, their quarterback gets hurt with 6 minutes left and, you know, they've been dominating the entire time and it got 6 minutes left to cover and their quarterback's dead. It's like, yeah. Okay. You still could have scored if you tried, but that's all right. I'm feeling pretty good about this week.
It's like when the Chiefs score a million points, and then all they got to do is kick a chip shot field goal to make an over.
Don't you feel pretty good about that?
They just decide not to do it.
Yeah, no, but then there's games where you know you pick a 7-point favorite that loses by 21. You're like, okay, I was just so off on that. obviously, you know, you just draw a line through that one. That was bad, and that happens. But. No, I'm feeling pretty good. It's one of those. It's like in horse racing where I'm losing photos, photo after photo after photo.
Right.
You know, sooner or later you're gonna get the photos. And when it does, you think you're a genius. When the reality is, you went a month without winning one. So it'll be the same thing. I'll have a really good week and think, oh, I'm a genius, and I'm really not. I'm pretty below average right now. Let's squeeze in a call real quick, Jeff. You're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, sports guys.
Sports to you.
Hey, I've never seen an underdog that's the 12th seed in the nation have a -7 spread for Missouri, and I want to know what are the odds you guys are going to bid $500 on Kentucky to beat the spread or just win outright since they're the underdog?
I don't know if I'm betting on Kentucky. I was telling I'll probably be on Mizzou because – I was telling Fred this yesterday, like if you watched any of that Kentucky-Vanderbilt game, Kentucky's quarterback threw for 19 yards, 19 American football yards. That ain't good. They're a one-dimensional team, and if Mizzou puts up any kind of offense in this game, any kind of offense, what's Kentucky going to do? It's easy to, you know, and they beat Vanderbilt by 7, A, because Vanderbilt sucks.
Vanderbilt also has no offense.
Right, but B, they were able to get a lead and just run the ball. I mean, Mizzou's got a quarterback who can throw the ball. Drew Locke is good. I mean, he's going to be a first-round pick probably. I don't think it's going to be as easy for Kentucky to do what they want to do against that team.
Yeah, I don't know if this is the same guy who was questioning why A&M was favored over Kentucky. But somebody almost asked the exact same thing on either Twitter or text line. It's like, how on earth can A&M be favored over Kentucky?
Are you saying there's a hidden, like, hardcore Kentucky football fan out there?
Well, I know there's a lot of Kentucky fans here. They're usually basketball.
Right.
But I'm sure they've adopted football because they're having a pretty good season.
I wouldn't get too worked up about that season so
far. Yeah, I mean, I think they've obviously been better than they've been in a long time so far this year.
I think people
should be happy. But
I think people are seeing that number by them. You know, he started the call with that. You know,
but what the one thing I've always been consistent about is if you've got a Wildcat tattooed to your penis, I don't want to hear your opinion on the spread.
Yeah.
Like I will listen to people who tell me the team they follow is not going to cover the spread and why. And then I'll listen to RJ on the Steelers because he knows his stuff. But if you're a fan of a team and you say, oh, these guys are going to cover, you're thinking like a fan. If you tell me, hey, I'd bet against them this week because, you know, the starting quarterback's out, they're on a third string running back, stuff like that. It's like, I still think they're going to win, but I don't think they're going to cover. I'll pay attention. But if you're a fan of a team telling me they're going to cover, 98 times out of 100, you're just wearing your fan hat.
Yeah, I'm thinking Kentucky's gotten by a lot on that one win early in the season at Florida. And granted, yeah. it's a big win.
It looks better every week, especially after Florida beat LSU. If they beat Georgia this week, that win looks great. But again, I think if Florida played Kentucky again, I don't think you get the same
result. I don't think so either. And just watching them play now and struggle to beat Vanderbilt, which, I mean, honestly, it's unless you play Arkansas, it's the closest thing to a free square you can get in the SEC. Yeah, that's not good. And Mizzou's nothing special either.
But
I don't think they've won an SEC game.
No, but Mizzou can put up points.
They can score.
And I'm not a fan of theirs, but dude, what they did to Memphis last week, they should have been arrested for. And that team can score. And guess what though? If you want to bet the other way, or you want to bet on Raheel, or you want to bet on whatever, you know where to do it. My bookie. And the best thing about my bookie is, to me, it's all the options I have. Like tonight when I get home, I might play a little horse racing because Woodbine races tonight. Thursday nights, I like to play a little Remington. I also like to play NFL. And I got a game tomorrow night involving your beloved Texans. If I want to bet on it, this is where I go. College football, too. I even bet hockey on there in CFL. College basketball is going to start up, and we know that Hoffman's a genius on that. So guess where I follow him? My bookie. NBA, if you think your Rockets are going to bounce back tonight, by the way, I saw they were a 1.5-point favorite. I don't want to get into betting NBA, but I'm pretty sure I would take Utah with no Chris Paul. But all that's available to you. All you got to do is go to my bookie. And the best thing I like about my bookie is I know if I put my money in there, I'm going to get it out. They're safe. They're reliable. They've been in business for years. They're the only website I do business with now, and it's been that way for a while because I got tired of all these other ones where I'd win, and it took an act of Congress to get my money out. They got in-game betting, so if you miss the start, you're good. All you have to do is go to mybookie.ag or get on your computer and mobile phone, Google MyBookie, and get your account started. Right now, they'll match your first deposit dollar for dollar. That's right, a dollar-for-dollar match on your deposit. Use promo code RADIO to activate the offer. Just Google MyBookie today. That's MYBOOKIE. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO when you create your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. MyBookie.
Well, hello.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
Hey, we're celebrating Dia de los Muertos. The Day of the Dead is a Sunday at Forest Park Lawndale Funeral Home and Cemetery Festal Celebration. Festival. Can we please get this rewritten? It's from 2 p.m. until 5. With free entry, you'll enjoy the live music, hay rides, balloon artists, kid-friendly activities, and more. Plus, you can even bring photos of your loved ones for the altar. Come celebrate those you love, but a pass with us Sunday at Forest Park Lawndale Funeral Home and Cemetery. We did a bike ride, I think it was last week. It was last Saturday. That went to cemeteries. It was a Day of the Dead ride. That was pretty fun. Couple things. BQ says, what are the odds I keep my hot streak in sports betting 1 month strong? Good for you, man. Keep riding it, brother. Well, Jerry Bo keeps staying hot.
Yeah.
That dude, you can't cool him off no matter what right now. So, yeah, I think the thing about betting.
I just sent you the standings from the contest.
Yeah.
And I'm still leading because I keep going 2-0.
Yeah, that helps.
But I can't. I'm 11-3-1. Jerry Bowe's 10-3-2.
Yeah. I'm not dead yet. I'm four games behind you, but I'm about to go on a tear.
So. I don't think you're dead either. I think if you're under 500 at this point,
it's a struggle.
It's going to be a struggle.
You know, you misspelled Barry's name on here.
Did I really?
He's Lamincak.
That was probably intentional.
Yeah.
I guess you can fix it. But
yeah, I'll go ahead and fix it. Hey, John, tell...
He's Mr. Cactober.
Tell Raheel... I like it. Tell Raheel to call in.
I did. I texted him. I told him to call in if he wasn't busy, but yeah, I haven't...
He hasn't responded?
No.
So you're saying he's not listening right now?
Not at the moment. But he was before Kerry Brook came on. But I guess he's either driving or too busy.
What, he doesn't like Kerry Brook?
No, I don't think so. I just told him we couldn't do it now because Kerry was coming.
Oh, so now he's too big for us because we had somebody else on. Oh, okay. Chris, who was making fun of me, he says earlier, I warm up with 125 and I'm only 5 years younger than you. Not hating. Just hear you talk about your health all the time. Like, my health is actually pretty good right now. But as far as I don't pretend to be anything other than a fat guy who spends a lot of time in the gym. I'm just a less fat guy right now, not where I want to be. But I can, you know, that part I've been doing for months. I've been back in the gym 5 days a week. But yeah, if we do a challenge, it should be something leg related because now I know I can kill that.
Okay.
But I just got to get down to 2 months pregnant, not 6 months.
I think it should be beer related. I think it should be.
Well, I'll do a beer related. I will do any kind of alcohol challenge you want. I can handle that.
That's where I think you'll really shine.
Yeah, that's where I'm at my best.
I mean, I'm in my prime.
Yeah, not me. I'm in my prime. Somebody says, I'm sure I'm in the minority here, but I personally don't care for college football until the playoffs. I don't see the fun in watching a game where teams actually stand a chance against them every single game. Not these BS teams that probably couldn't beat a high school team.
To be fair, I care about college football mostly because I gamble on it. I think I'm in the minority. I know there's a lot of people who love college football more than the NFL. I'm way on the NFL side just because, I mean, college football, the only way you can enjoy it, I feel like, is if you've got a loyalty to some team. And I just don't have enough of a loyalty to any one team to follow them and just be excited and ride the ups and downs with them. I think it's a much more emotional fanhood being a college football fan because you feel like you're a part of something. Whereas the NFL, I mean, you're just a fan. That's what it is.
Yeah, see, there are games, though, that I like to watch that I don't gamble on. I watch a lot of I watch a lot of SEC because there's almost...
I'm not saying I wouldn't watch it at all. No, I'm not a massive college football fan.
Do I want to watch Alabama against Samford? No. I have no interest in that. I don't watch that.
But do you want to watch Alabama-Georgia?
Absolutely.
Sure. Even if it's not... even if it's... And do I want to watch... That game won't be for nothing, but if it was for nothing,
do I want to watch LSU-Alabama, even though I don't really give LSU a chance? Absolutely. Yeah. Did I want to watch Aggie-Alabama? Yeah. I like watching a lot of the American Conference teams because they play UH, and even though I'm a little pissed at them right now for obvious reasons, I still follow them and I still keep up with them. So, I've watched a lot of Memphis and UCF and Cincinnati and teams like that. Now, I also bet those teams because I follow them so much.
Right.
And, but getting back to the betting on the teams you follow, like the one team I have no clue on this year has been UH. It's like the time I thought they would cover, they didn't.
Tough, yeah.
Last week, I would have thought there's no way they'd cover against Navy. They did. And now I'm looking at that USF game going.
They end up blowing out Navy. They held the ball 17 minutes in that game.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And
which, by the way, Notre Dame this week against Navy.
Yeah.
Because think about Notre Dame's athletes versus UH's athletes. That could be bad.
Offensively, though, they're not able to put up 24 points in a quarter like that, though.
Notre Dame?
Yeah.
I bet they could against Navy.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I think you're overrating Notre Dame quite a bit.
Oh, I think
I think they're going to crush Navy. Don't get me wrong, but
I think Notre Dame offensively is. I don't want to say elite because I feel like there's just a couple of elite offenses like Ohio State and Alabama, but I think they're up there. Since they've switched quarterbacks, I think they're just a different monster. Hmm. And I was kind of low on Notre Dame coming into the season.
Yeah. See, the thing is, and like Navy had been really good at home, so. But then once they get once they get the fourth quarter, UH just blows these teams out for the most part. And so, no. And I think like they're 7.5 against South Florida, and my gut tells me that, because I think South Florida is the worst unbeaten team in the country, and it's not even close. They were all out to beat Tulsa. They were all out to beat freaking UConn last week.
Yeah.
I just don't think they're very good, but there's no way in hell that I would, outside of 7, that I would bet UH.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. I think college football is, I'll say, I like college football more than I like the NFL, and I have for a while, because the offenses are more creative, the games mean more, and I know you don't agree with this, but even if you made it an 18 playoff, now I've got more meaningful games at the end, and I bet I get more meaningful games at the beginning, because you'll be less afraid to lose a game early, right, if you know there's 8. So
that is one of the things I do like about college football, is every game kind of matters.
Yeah, every week we have something that's going to impact the end of the season.
Yeah.
Now, I hate bowls. Bowls are useless except to bet. But that's me.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Republic Harley Davidson. Get down to Republic and see why it's Houston's number one Harley dealer. They've got over 200 bikes in inventory, the best customer service rating in the state of Texas. It's the easy choice. They're now open Mondays, open 6 days a week to better serve you. They offer double points in all departments on heavy-duty Mondays, only at Republic Harley-Davidson. And it's still no worries October. Buy any new Harley, get a 3-year extended service plan and 3-year priority paid maintenance. All you're going to have to worry about is gas. Bring in your trade today, ride out on a new Harley. They've got the largest selection of 2018 and 19s in Houston. They've got what you're looking for. Whatever color, whatever model, whatever options, they've got you covered. And if you're thinking, oh, I haven't rode in a while, or I don't know how to ride, they've got classes for that. It's simple to sign up and get yourself out there, guys. Come and see the Miss Lone Star Rally final preliminaries. The Miss Lone Star girls competing to be a contestant. Outlaw Dave will be the host for the event. You can enter for your chance to be a judge at the Lone Star Rally the following weekend. And we'll have live music out there, food and refreshments, door prizes, and much more. Always happening at Republic Harley-Davidson. Come see why they're Houston's number one dealer. Stop in and visit 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, or always open at republichd.com.
We ready?
From the first down to the first bite, ESPN 97.5 and Saltgrass Steakhouse present the official ESPN Houston app.
Now this is top notch.
Download today.